from CFI Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome. And a good Saturday to you. It is Power Hour number 298. And we are certainly closing in on 300. We're going to do a big blowout something in there. So we've got a bunch of things going on for that. Secret stuff, but it's okay. You'll see when it gets there. And let's see. I wanted to go through some of the prerequisites before we get everything kicked off. There is no wings credit for this course today because it's not safety related. So we couldn't get it. I think we tried, but you know, like how to market yourself as a CFI and be safe and then work. So, okay. Anyway, it's not that safety related, but anyway, there's that. Now we have a smaller show than normal, I would think, because typically we would have between 400 and 600, something like that. And I think because of the nature of that and the topic, it's very flight surface centric. So although it transforms into other sorts of things and it will be entertaining, at least we have that going for us. So, anyway, without further ado, I guess we'll kick off everything. And I've got a lot to say about this topic, a lot. And some other people do too, but here's some. Let me grab this, put this in the center screen here. So I have three monitors, right? So like a spaceship on my laptop. It's, in fact, if you ever want a really good system, I'll just give a plug to Zebec, X-E-B-E-C. It's expensive. It's called Snap. And so I put it on the back of my laptop and it's a bracket. This is quick, 30 seconds. You put two USBs in, and then you snap on the monitors. They just snap on magnetically onto a little paddle. And you can put them landscape, you can put them portrait, you can put one on top, all this stuff. And that's a really good, and they're very good monitors, very efficient workflow for me. So anyway, that's, and I travel with those. Because you don't have to have all these extra cables and all this other stuff. So anyway, that's what I'm using. So I have to move that. I like to put things in the center and have all the residual stuff on the side. Like I can see the chat, but I really don't play around with it too much during the actual show. We'll look at it later, but I will get to it. All right, let's move. So building a personal brand as a CFI and why it matters and how to do it authentically. There's a lot of stuff happening lately, and we're going to talk about that as well. So there's a lot of people getting in to various spaces that were prohibitive to get into before, like that would just cost too much money, like creating some courses, doing this or that. But it's cheesy. And the stuff that's happening is we're getting all this noise in the market, right? And none of it's vetted. And we have 300-hour experts trying to teach other people as if they were masters of this content. They haven't even held their certificate for a year yet. So, you know, they don't have any oversight, just them. And they try to make it look like something it isn't, maybe. And it gets confusing. And then people look at it and you go like, well, obviously this looks like everything else I've looked at that looks AI, right? It looks exactly like you'd expect it to look like. So I want to talk about that because that's going to kill trust right away. If you think that's going to be really good for you, you need to have a different approach. You could still use it, but you have to have a different approach. We'll talk about that and how to use that as well. So in the Power Hour today, we have a live show for the first hour, and we do not have wings credit, so I got to remove that. So in the second hour, we have open mic. And in the open mic, we let that go. So basically, I'll go through and see who's in the room and talk to people, things of that nature. And then we will go through the chat, make sure there's nothing left over that really we need to address. So we have 202 people. Okay, so that's about what we thought. I guess about 200. So, and we let it go. And sometimes it'll go, last time, I think it was last Saturday, we didn't close everything down until nearly 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 4 hours, 5 hours from now. And people just talked about all manner of things. And sometimes we have resident experts in the room who can address a lot of things. We've got people who worked for the FAA as test pilots. We got people who worked in simulation. High-level simulation and Boeing test pilots. We have people, all kinds. Everybody been in, a lot of people been in here. And they sometimes have a chance to answer something. And not unscripted. That's all unscripted. So it's just open mic. Okay. So monitor the chat for anything we're talking about. You'll find that there's info in there. There's no wings credit for this presentation. Okay. I think that is put there, right? Okay. All right. Now, some catch-up stuff just for a second. What's new? So if you want to hear this broadcast again, live, sort of live, recorded, but live people, it's going to be, they're always rebroadcast Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific or Eastern time. So 8 p.m. Eastern time, you can hear it again. And it's the full-on recorded show. And then after I'm there, Nick is there, and sometimes we have other people there to moderate and do a after show. And the after show one time went really long. The last time we finished it at about 10:45, so about an hour and 45 minutes or so. Okay, so that's a chance to see the whole thing. Now, if you can't see those, then you can still hear them on a podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, you're going to be able to hear these. You just can't see the video. Okay, then the only way to see all of the, because people ask, all the power hours, all 298 of them there will be, is to join our member site. It's cheap. It's $9 a month for power hour people. It's 22 for everybody else. So if you want in on that, there'll be a link in the chat for that. Now they'll give you all of them. Can you imagine? That's 298 hours of talking, right? And interesting topics, all kinds of guest speakers, everything's. We had AOPA's legal department's been in there before. Greg Brown, he's here with us. He's been in there before. And panels and Gary Reeves. I can go on, the list goes on. We're also going to talk about this GAPS course, something that created that it really helping flight instructors in training who don't feel they really need a full-on sit-down 7-day class plus this plus that. They just need to fill in the gaps. So we'll talk about that. Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.